Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah. Go ahead and introduce yourself to our audience,
sure,
please.
Absolutely. Yeah, my name is Ken D'Amato. I'm with Vidoni. I'm the CEO and co-founder. We have a couple other co-founders, Mark Van Valen, and we also have Michał Su. He's in Poland. But our company is an augmented reality company.
Okay.
So what we're looking to do is to take our patent-pending technology and to record the hands of an instructor and motion capture that, and then play it back in augmented reality. So a student can then actually learn from that instructor. So our use case is piano, because piano is really difficult.
Got it.
If you're going to capture something and you manage to capture piano, which we can, you're moving pretty well along. And then there's fabrication, and then there's medical, if you can imagine trying to do surgery and various things like that. So. We're pretty excited about what we're doing. We're self-funding, and we're looking to get a good first round going, and then from there, develop our technology further.
Okay. So when you said the hands, I know it's a silly thing. Did you do it too? My first place was Gordon Ramsay.
Right. Cooking.
He's got a restaurant in Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
Ramsay Steak.
Absolutely.
That has a glass sculpture of his hand motions while making the beef Wellington.
I completely forgot
that's
about
awesome.
That.
That's
awesome. There's a big red glass sculpture.
I've never heard of that.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's an artist's interpretation of his hand motions
while he's making. And is that an animation or is it a...
No, it's just glass sculpture.
Yeah.
Wow. It's gorgeous.
And I love beef Wellington, by the way. I'm a big fan.
I actually thought about like sign language.
Oh,
when
yes.
he started talking
sign
about
language.
Absolutely.
When we started talking about.
Yeah,
wow.
we were thinking of that as well, because we've seen other people with other applications for the deaf.
Sure.
We think that's a great place to go with it as well.
So does this work? This works with a headset?
It works with the HoloLens
augmented
reality visor.
Sure.
And the other ones like the Meta. And there's a few others.
Sure.
We're agnostic. We can go along to
And the rest of the
products.
Windows mixed reality. If
yeah.
we've got the cameras,
exactly.
that'll do AR too.
So
absolutely.
you can pop
absolutely.
One of those headsets on, and then how does it exactly work? Like,
right.
does it show someone else's hands or like where you...
Right. So you would look at the keyboard, your keyboard, your piano keyboard, or your workspace, and you would actually see the instructor's hands on the keyboard.
Where to put it.
And where to put it.
That is really
so
awesome.
Follow the leader and the teacher.
What?
I want to learn piano like right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that might be my new favorite HoloLens application.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's crazy. it was the plumber aspect before,
sure.
but this is even better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
And it's kind of funny, we wear these high visibility shirts because we also do safety and we're looking to help mechanical, plumbing, electrical, also learn how to do things out in the field. So
that is also really awesome.
Yeah, it is. Fascinating company.
Where do you get the data for all this stuff?
Yeah, so it's a recording process using a very simple camera, like in the Kinect. We're looking to use the HoloLens as well, but we're thinking maybe the next generation of the camera is going to have a better field of view.
Yeah. Intel RealSense might be a good
the Intel RealSense is a good one as well. We're looking to get that one. Cool.
I've done some programming.
Oh,
with
good.
It.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, see, that's the kind of camera. And so, you know, in the beginning, we'll create a lot of content, but it's really self-creating content. So if someone sits at home and says, you know, I came up with a new song, I want to send it to my friend so he can learn it. They can do that, and then the friend can watch it, download it, and watch it, and learn the song.
And
so, wow.
so I know that sometimes, like if I'm watching a video and I'm trying to learn how to play the piano,
sure.
sometimes the video can go too fast.
That's another thing. We have half speed, and we're offering the ability to do it slowly. It's all about muscle memory, you know. So that's what we want to create.
Sure.
We want people to be able to move their hand with that teacher. and be able to gain that muscle memory. And then over time, they can start to focus on the other things like expressing it differently or timing and all of that.
Yeah. Where did this idea come from? Because it's obviously weird and unique and wonderful.
And perfect.
Well, thank you. That's me in a nutshell. So I am a frustrated guitar player.
And, okay.
I play chords, but I always wanted to play leads really well. And I would look at my teacher and I just was like, I can't get it.
I'm the same way.
Exactly.
Because I play guitar too.
Oh, good for you. Nice. Yeah, see? So I said to myself, what if I could just look at his hand on my guitar and go, oh, that's how it's done. And there you go. And that was 5 years ago. And
I
got a patent pending, and we filed the patent and everything now. And
okay.
Yeah, so we're excited.
That's so what really stage cool. of development are you in right now?
I would say we've got our product, right?
Okay.
And we're going to now launch it where people can actually start to download it and all of that.
Okay.
So we're alpha, but we are, in terms of motion capture, we're greater than 70%, because we use machine learning.
Okay.
We're greater than 70% of what you would do in a motion capture studio with all kinds of expensive cameras around. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So and that's just a small little camera.
Okay. Nice.
And is your service, like, do you have to... You have multiple different components that you can, like, pertain this to, like music plumbing or whatever.
Right.
Do you have to purchase one versus the other?
No.
Or is it all inclusive?
It's kind of a studio package where it's like you create, which you guys would get, you know, it's like you create the video, the capture, and then you can add things. You can add, like, different graphics and titles and things. And then, so you could, that could be anything from how to do welding. Or how to what key the song is in for the piano.
Gotcha.
I feel like it's like dummy's book.
iMovie.
But
iMovie
in life.
It is a dummy's book that literally can hold your
hands. I'm getting some marketing ideas right now.
It literally holds your hand.
Yeah. It's like
it's hands-on learning.
Okay. Really, you know? So you're here at Collision.
Yes.
You're a red tag. What were you hoping to get out of this event, and did you?
Yeah, we were really looking to push ourselves to get in front of people and to show a product, and we did that, and we're pleased. Yet, we had a very nice presentation. I think, you know, we're going to get better at those, and, you know, we had a great time at both the pitch and the machine learning pitch.
Nice.
And, you know, we took second place there, so that was kind of cool.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a good first start. And we also made some great connections. So that's what we're looking to do, both connections in funding and in connections in partnerships of development and different things like that. So,
what would be the price point on the program?
You know, we're looking really at a SaaS model where it's like kind of a monthly subscription.
Okay.
You know, somewhere in the like $40 to $60 range. You know, for kind of like a basic, you know, I'm a single person, want to use something. And then we'll have enterprise pricing as well.
Okay. And is that for a single lesson, or is that for the catalog?
That would be for the, for having a download and being able to create your own and then post your own.
Okay.
And that's part of the, I guess, you could kind of think of it as YouTube for hand motion videos.
Okay.
So that kind of thing. You can post it up there and people can, if you want to share it with someone, you can download it.
Okay.
And it's really going to become like a learning management system for companies and for educators or teachers, piano teachers, and allow them to organize all of their lessons and then allow people to work through those lessons like a learning management system does.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then it's, you know, monthly cost.
Got it. Well, if our viewers want to find out more about your platform and to follow your corporate journey, how can they do that?
They can do it with Vidoni, .io.
.io.
So it's V-I-D-O-N-I, Vidoni, V-I-D-O-N-I, .io.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come talk to us today.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
We love it.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
we love it.
Thanks for your help.
Thank
we're
you
definitely
so much.
In. Sounds like
it's been a great conference, and thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one.
Okay, bye.